50 years ago, the world's fastest bird was listed as endangered. Today, the peregrine falcon has made its comeback in, of all places, cities. In a story from our archives, nature blogger Kate St. John explains why.
Peregrine falcons are nature's fighter jets, famous for their spectacular 200-mile-an-hour dives. They're built for speed, with pointed wings and special cones in their nostrils to deflect the wind. They also have a see-through third eyelid. It protects their eyes like racing goggles. They need this equipment for hunting birds, which they capture in midair. Peregrines are so fast and agile that they outmaneuver other birds, so fierce and reckless that they defend their nests against hawks, even eagles, and win. About the size of crows, peregrine falcons are charismatic birds, charcoal gray and white with dark heads and a dark vertical bar on each cheek called a malar stripe. When alarmed, they emit loud cacking sounds to scare off intruders and express their displeasure. Peregrines traditionally nested on high cliffs in a simple bowl they scraped in dirt or gravel. Though never plentiful, by 1970, there were no peregrine nests east of the Mississippi. DDT, a pesticide that accumulates in the food chain, caused peregrines and other birds of prey to produce thin eggshells that broke during incubation. After the U.S. banned DDT in 1972, falconers and wildlife agencies worked together to reintroduce peregrines to eastern North America. Captive breeding programs released the nestlings to the wild in special boxes placed on cliffs, but those nestlings were eaten by predators because they had no parents to defend them. Soon, people came up with another idea. Tall city buildings resemble cliffs and don't have predators, so the boxes were moved to city rooftops where the young birds had great success. Once peregrines found the city, they decided to stay. They now nest on buildings and bridges near a handy source of food, pigeons. You can see city peregrines easily on the internet on nest cams that provide close-up views. But do it soon. After the youngsters fly, the nests are empty until next spring. Urban peregrine falcons are so successful in Pennsylvania cities that there are now more peregrines in town than there are in the countryside.
That was Kate St. John, who blogs about peregrines and nature at birdsoutsidemywindow.org. Don't miss her running commentary on the National Aviary Falcon Cam at the University of Pittsburgh. Thanks to the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology for the falcon calls used in that segment.